With these videos, we plan to explain in simple terms the meaning of each process. In the map of processes, you can see what group of processes does each process belong to. The objective of this task is not to give a deep description of each process with its inputs, tools and techniques and outputs. This would be necessary in case of preparation for the Project Management Professional Certification exam. Here we are trying you to have a bird's eye view of the processes and their distribution in the process table. Integration management. As we already know, project integration management has to do with the consideration of a project like a system. When something changes in a system, other part or parts change too, and in a project is the same. Let's see the process of this area of knowledge. DevClock project chart is the process of developing the formal document that authorizes the project. As you already know, people usually use templates to fill in the project charter. The approved project chart initiates the project and the project manager is appointed at this point. By now, all the statements in the charter are made in a high-level way, without more details. Develop project management plan. Probably the most important document of the project is a comprehensive document that defines the basis of all project and the way the work will be performed. This document describes how the project will be planned, executed, monitored and controlled and clocked. It's important to establish some references relates scope, time and cost. That way, throughout the project will be possible to measure the real situation. Take in mind that the components of the plan can change, but always throughout the perform integrated change control process. Direct and manage project work is the process of leading the work defined previously in the develop project management plan. Now the project manager and its team is working with a wide range of professionals, vendors, customers, etc. Summing up, the stakeholders of the project. The basis of the process is the project management plan and the proposed changes requested throughout the project. Manage project knowledge. In this process, the key is to take advantage of the knowledge generated in previous projects and to create and store new knowledge for the following ones. So it's all about to take in mind the lessons learned to help to assure the project will achieve its objectives. Monitor and control project work. During the project, we need to generate different types of reports to know the real situation of the project. Be aware that this process, which belongs to the monitoring and control group of processes, is performed simultaneously with the execution group of processes. The important point is that stakeholders must be properly informed about the situation of the project and so to have more visibility of the future of it. Perform integrated change control. In this process, the requested changes are reviewed. Some of them are denied and/or approved. In this last case, the project team will have to update time, cost, requirements, etc., according to the approved change. So this process causes modification in the documents and in the management plan of the process. Close project of phase. In this process, the project manager and its team finish all activities of the project. All documents are archived in a proper way and the resources are released for new projects.